Mode speaks to the psychologist.
Hi, Mode. How can I help you?
There are these three girls who look at me weirdly and tell me I'm stupid. It's not the first time, either.
Take this pencil and paper. Now write down all your qualities. Then write down how you feel about the current situation and what you'd like to say to these girls.
I'm done.
Can you tell me what you wrote? Practice saying out loud in front of a mirror, as if you're talking to each of these girls.
I haven't written anything down as a quality because I've already been told I'm not worth anything. I don't know what to tell them either because I don't know how to defend myself and I've never been able to stand up for myself.
Okay. I invite you to come back tomorrow evening to meet Sophie. She was in a similar situation and she managed to get out of it. She'll be a good model for you to help develop your self-esteem and self-affirmation, which are essential to change the situation.
The following evening.
Hi, Mode. This is Sophie.
Hi, Mode. Here's my story. Well, Lori, Sandra, and Julie also looked at me in a mean way, because they were jealous that I did so well at school. I told them, meeting them one by one, why, Lori, Sandra, or Julie, do you look at me in a mean way? And why do you hate me for my good results at school? I have never done anything wrong to you, and I would like for you to respect me.
And it worked? They started respecting you?
Yes, they ended up changing their behavior.
You know, Mr. Andrew, I'd also like for things to change. But I don't think I can stand up to those girls. I really don't have the courage.
If you really want them to stop hurting you, you must gain their respect. You are important, and you deserve to be respected. I suggest you talk to them one by one. For example, if you meet one in the hall, it's time to speak up. Or if you know when one of them gets out of class, you can go meet her. So, now I invite you to stand in front of the mirror and, starting with I, express your feelings and what you'd like to see change in their behavior.
Valerie, Karen, or France, I feel put down when you look at me in a mean way and you call me stupid. Why do you treat me this way, when I have done nothing to you? Why do you continue to treat me with a lack of respect?
Very good, Mode. Now say in front of the mirror, I believe in myself, I deserve respect, I can do it.
I believe in myself, I deserve respect, I can do it.
I invite you to repeat that phrase and practice what you've expressed so well to gain those girls' respect in front of a mirror at home. I'd like to add that in order to provoke change in your bully's behavior, you must first say something to gain their respect in a peaceful manner. Second, if you stood up to them once or twice and their bad behavior continues, don't hesitate to get help from an adult, a teacher, or the principal. Know that regardless, you will have taken the first steps in the right direction. Yes, you managed to stand up for yourself in a peaceful manner.
Thanks for helping me. I'll go practice.